Okay, look at the Torah, Devarim. There's only two short Maimarim. For Parshas Devarim. So page Aleph in look at the Torah of Devarim. Okay, Pasuk says in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon, Tzion b'mishpati padev shavel b'tzedakah. Tzion should be redeemed with mishpat v'shavel b'tzedakah. And his return is with tzedakah. In other words, how are you going to get back through mishpat and tzedakah? Hine iksiv, oh, you had v'amei l'ashen eichim mitzav chayayim. It says in the Pasuk in Shema, these are the things that she commanded you today. What is hayayim? Go on. Koy al kol yayim. Ki b'chol yayim yil benach chadoshim. The Chazal say on the Pasuk that I command you today, Hashem gave us Torah 3,500 years ago. So how do we say today? It means every day Torah has to be brand new, as if it was just given today. So he says, how is it possible? You know, it's something that's 3,500 years ago, it's hard, pretty hard to say it's new. Even something a week old is hard to say it's new. So he said, if you understand this, the ultimate purpose of the neshama is coming into the world. The neshamas existed before 6 days of creation. He says, "Ki malachim, even the angels, shenisavu b'maisa bereishis baruch pivyitz barich, even the malachim were also created in the 6 days of creation. Yashem and b'sheni, yashem chamishi. There's two opinions in Medrash whether malachim were created Monday or Thursday, but one thing is for sure: they didn't exist before creation. But because it says, "Eifah." But the neshama, not the neshamas, right? That's what he's saying. That come from the level of machshava. Neshamas were created, or it's hard to word to use, created. They came from a level higher than 6 days of creation. With whom did Hashem decide to create the world? With the neshamas of tzaddikim, and he says, "V'loy tzaddikim levad." It doesn't mean literal tzaddikim. Like says, "V'amich kulam tzaddikim." Everybody's a tzaddik. All yidden are tzaddik. So it comes out that the neshamas are even greater than malachim. Malachim were created during the 6 days of creation. Second day, Monday, Thursday, whatever. But one thing is that the neshamas were all of the machshava. And therefore, what's the purpose? Again, this is a classic question of a Kutta Torah. Why in the world does the neshama come down into the world if it comes from such a high place? Love and you know, aliyah, to understand what does it mean? A neshama goes up greater than it was before. L'cheira, you can't get higher than machshava. There's machshava dibur ma'isa. World was created with dibur. Even the angels were created with dibur. Malach and neshamas are created with machshava. So how in the world, where are they going up to? Just think the highest. This is what it means. Neshama shenasati bi tahirihi. All the way at the beginning of Brachas, right after Ashiyatsu, we say, Alakai neshama shenasati bi. Hashem, the neshama you gave me, tahirihi. And that's tchilas atfilah. And that's the beginning of tefillah. Gam kedem l'ashiyatsu. Not according to our custom. But in the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara says, It's interesting. There's no Meida Ani in the Gemara. There is no Meida Ani in the Gemara. The Gemara says when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you say when you open your eyes, before Negelvasser, was Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi. They say a bracha baruch ato Hashem. They mention Hashem's name. So it says they were so holy that they were able to say it even when they were tamei. Okay, now we don't. But in the Gemara, Peg Basa the Brachas, that's how Muhammad Beis, the Gemara says over there, Ki Mitari Mishnasi, when you wake up from your sleep, you say, Alakai Nisham Shinasati Bi Tahirahi. So that represents, there's an extremely important tefillah. We say it even before Ashiyatza, before Negavasa even. Pirish Tahirahi, what does it mean? We say like this, Elokai neshama shenasata bi, Hashem, the neshama you gave in me, Tehedahi is pure, Ata barasa yatsarta nefachta bi. Right? So he says, Tehedahi bechinas tehida ilah, comes from the level of ultimate purity, which is the level of Atzilus. Ba'ach kach, and then we say, Ata barasa, which is the level of Bria, Yesh miyayin, and then we say, which is the world of Yitzira, and then we say Nefachta bi Yislavshes and Neshama b'teichis haguf. Then when the Eibishter blew Ata Nefachta, means he blew it into me. That means when it already comes into the level of Asiya, where it comes into the body, v'ata Neshama, and therefore you guard it shleiteitz mi haguf, that the Neshama should never leave the body. In other words, when we say this, Ata Barasa, Ata Yitzata, Nefachta Bi, which are the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah. And then we say, Ata Meshamra Bekirbi. Hashem guards the Neshama. What does he guard it? That the Neshama shouldn't pop out of the body. It's that it stays in the body. The same thing, and therefore with Elokus. Save of Kolamun, Mamala Kolamun, the encompassing and permeating. It doesn't mean, like Dr. Rebbe says this in Tanya, it's Sayyid Kolam, doesn't mean it's above the world. But every place, it's the highest of Elokus in every creation. Is just in a way. That the neshama shouldn't leave the body. So he says like this. Then we continue on the kai neshama calls my neshama bekirbi. As long as my neshama is within me, I thank you, Hashem. Kol echad ve'echad yochalei dis Hashem. And then we come to a level tzarech leimer baruch ato Hashem. Hamachzin neshamas of Garna Mesim, which is Madrega Vayesim of Chine Seidah. Okay? Now he says like this. What do we say in the Lakai Neshama? We say, okay, Neshama starts in Atzilus, comes down into Bria Yitzira, Hashem blows it into us, he guards it to make sure it stays in the body, and then we say Baruch Ato Hashem, which is a level of Haidah, submission to Hashem, that the Neshama goes even greater than Tehedahi. By Neshama being into Nefachtabi, through the Neshama being in the body, the Neshama reaches a level even higher than Tehedahi. What does that mean? He says, Lahav and Zeh, and to understand what this means. What does it mean? The concept of Haidah, thanking, submission, what does it mean? He made them chacham and Rab Meir. He says like this. L'cheiru, we need to understand the concept of haidah. When the Gemara uses the expression "meidim chachamim l'rabbanan," I mean, so "meidim chachamim l'Rab Meir," that the chachamim agreed with Rab Meir, which means like this: initially they argued, and after a while they agree with him. If you never argued, you can't say, I agree with you. I agree with you means, initially you argued, and now you agree. He said, but l'cheira, ve'ech shaykh le'mekei negdi yisbarich. But how, in other words, how can you say by Hashem, I agree with you, how can we argue on Hashem? In other words, the concept of admitting to Hashem, admitting means I was different opinion, or I was wrong, and now I admit to you. What?
Doesn't mean they submitted to his...
So 1 second. So he said, Al Rebbe is going to explain why we disagree with Hashem and now we have Haidah to Hashem. What does it mean? He says like this. He says, we take a disagree with Hashem. What do you mean we disagree with Hashem? Anu Sheikh Nimata, us guys down here, we say, Shabriya hu yesh miayin. Bria, creation, is yesh miayin. Something from nothing. Meaning, Shashamayim va'aretz shmei shamayim. What we say is, world is something from nothing. But we're saying world is something, right? Something from nothing. That means world, the heaven, davar yashenir aleinenu, something which is tangible to us.
Umash. The world is tangible.
Huh?
The world is not tangible.
Yeah, it can touch the world. You can't touch it. It can touch the ground. It's something that really exists. And and what's above world, meaning spirituality, that's called nothing. We explain many times. The Pasuk says, Kikel Deis Hashem. God is a God of Deis, plural. Plural knowledge. So it says, there's, see this explained, there's two Deis. There's Das Elyon and Das Tachton. There's Hashem's perspective and there's our perspective. Hashem's perspective is he is existing and the world doesn't. The world is nothing. Ein Eid Milvadi. There's no world. Hashem's perspective, he exists, we don't. Our perspective is we exist. Whether God exists, you got to think about it. Obviously, we all know we exist because we do things we shouldn't be doing. So obviously, we exist. Yesh miayin. So l'chayri, that's a different opinion than Hashem. Hashem's opinion is everything is ayin miyesh. Everything is nothing from something. And we are, our position is something from nothing. So he says,
besides the two groups.
The world exists from our perspective. From God's perspective, there is no world.
It could be an illusion.
It's not an illusion. That's what the Torah is saying. Chassidus explains, it's not that the world is an illusion because we're wrong and it's our illusion or our thinking that the world exists. It's Kel Deis Hashem. There is a perspective from Hashem that worlds exist. Which perspective Hashem the worlds exist? Elohim. From the Elohim perspective, Bereshis Bara Elohim, from Elohim's perspective of godliness even, worlds exist. From the level of Havaya, worlds don't exist. One second. No. World, from our position, world exists. From Hashem's perspective of Havaya, world doesn't exist. Only Ein Eid Milvadi. From the perspective of Elohim, world does exist, even from Hashem's perspective. Therefore, Teiras Emes says, Bereshis Bara Elohim. There is a world. Teiras says, there is a world. If somebody says to a woman, Hare At Mekadeshes Li, on the condition world exists, yes? Is it a valid Kedushin? Is she an Aishas Ish? Is she a married woman? She commits adultery, she gets killed? Yes? Now, if reality is that the world doesn't exist, then it's not a valid illusion. If I have an illusion, if I think something's going on, and I make a condition on what I think, an illusion, is it a valid illusion? No, because it's not real. But if a guy says to a woman, Arat Mukadesh is on the condition the world is real, it's a valid Kedushin. Why isn't it an illusion? Because the answer is, world does exist, even from Hashem's perspective. But not the Yudke Vavke perspective, from the Elohim perspective. The problem is, Hashem Hu Elohim. That's the problem.
It's not a problem.
Okay, and he says, by Hashem is the opposite. Mashinilina kikul kamekul v'chol mashalamata. And by us, the lower the thing is, the more tangible it is. By Hashem, it's more ayin. It's more nothing. So therefore, there seems to be a conflict of opinions between us and Hashem. From our opinion is, world exists, Hashem is questionable. We got to think about him. Hashem's perspective is, he exists, we don't. And that's what we say, meidim anachnu loch. And that's what we say, Hashem, we agree with you, you're right. Reality is, there is no world. Shanu meidim shem esu kamei shibi diyosei. And it's only like it is by you that the world doesn't exist. And every single Jew, no matter who they are, have this level of hidah, of submission. In other words, through Avodah, a Jew reaches a level that he admits to Hashem, God, you're right, world doesn't exist, only you exist. By the way, just for the record, it doesn't mean when we say world doesn't exist that world disappears. World doesn't exist doesn't mean like by me and you, all of a sudden it disappears, disintegrates. World doesn't exist means the existence of world is only Hashem and nothing else. That doesn't mean there's no table. The existence of the table is Hashem. And that's what the Alter Rebbe says. When he looks at the beam of the building, he doesn't see a beam of the building. He sees the word of Hashem that's in the beam. That doesn't mean that he banged into the beam because he didn't see a beam. There is a beam. But the existence of the beam is Hashem, nothing else. Yeah, Ein Oid Mulvadi doesn't mean that this doesn't exist, that there's no table. It means there is a table, but the table is Hashem.
There's only Hashem.
The Alter Rebbe once asked the Mittal Rebbe, that, what did you daven with on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Like, what were you meditating on? So he told him, I forgot what it was. So he says to his father, what did you daven with Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? He said, I daven with the shtender. Meaning, the Alter Rebbe davened with realizing in the realization that the shtender is Ein Oid Mulvadi, which is the ultimate, by the way, of Tchias HaMeisim, when Gashmis will say Ein Oid Mulvadi. That doesn't mean there won't be a world. That Mashiach comes Tchias HaMeisim, the Rebbe Tachtayim, means that world will exist as a world, but the existence of the world is only God. The ray of the sun in the sun. Okay, so he says, Achim kol zeh hado einam hu merachik. He says, nevertheless, this level of agreeing with Hashem is pretty far from us, is distant. In other words, we say it, we believe it. Well, we don't feel that the whole existence of the world is only God. He says, "Hayne shibatzmei eina etzel v'samach zeshameida." It's not really felt by the one that said it. El bechinas amunas yitora makif, and therefore, like he says, the famous Gemara, "Gan v'apur machtata rachmona karya." The ganav, when he's about to break in, davens tashem, meaning he believes in God, and yet he sins. Why? Because the emunah is not permeating him; it's superficially affecting him. But bracha is the level of gilui. He says that's why when we say Baruch Ato Hashem, that's even greater than submission. Why? Because submission means, you're right, Hashem, you're right. World doesn't exist, only you exist. But we don't feel it. What is Baruch Ata Hashem? K'mei Yishmo b'ni Barcheini. There's a very interesting story. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, it's a song about it. He went up, Yom Kippur, he went all the way up there. And Hashem said to him, Barcheni, Bini Barcheni, bless me. So Rabbi Shmuel said to God, come on, God, I mean, you're the guy that gives brachos, not me. So what's the explanation? So the Baal Shem told him, do it, and he did it. So what's the Barcheni? How can a Jew bless God? Blessing means you're missing something, and I bless you to have it. Hashem is not missing anything that he needs to get it. So what does it mean, Barcheni Bini Barcheni? So the Alter Rebbe says what it means is, Baruch Hashem min ha'ilam ad'im shenim shech min ha'ilam diskas yad ha'ilam disgalya. It doesn't mean bless, like we understand the word blessing means to give you something you don't have. Baruch means ha'mavirach ha'segefen, to bring it down. What did Hashem say to Yishmael Kohen Gadol? Yishmael b'ni barcheini, bring me down into the world. He didn't say bless me in a way like we translate it simply, you're missing something, so give it to me. Hashem said to him, Chacham, barcheini b'ni, bring me down. I need somebody to drag me down into the world.
Right,
but that's what Hashem told him when he went up there. What, how he did it, I don't know. He took a Shabbat, a Yom Kippur elevator, I guess.
Up he there, went up. He wasn't finished at the Bashi,
no? Yeah, but
didn't Hashem come?
No, you're asking me. You're asking the wrong guy. Ava Brach, like he says, Shenim Shem Elam Diskasiyad Elam Disgalia. Hi, no, how you doing? Okay.